Hello and welcome to Hot Air, BC's jazz show since 1947. I'm Margaret Gallagher, and summer has officially started, and so have the jazz festivals in Victoria and Vancouver. And so today we will meet a fellow with a very busy festival schedule. Trombonist, pianist, and band leader Hugh Fraser is playing plenty of gigs during the Vancouver Jazz Fest, including a celebration for his latest CD, Concerto, at Pat's Pub. Now, Hugh's adventures in music have taken him around the world, living and working in New York and London. The Victoria-born musician now calls Vancouver home, where he leads his award-winning quintet and the Vancouver Ensemble of Jazz Improvisation, also known as Veggie, founded in 1980 and still making great music. Hugh Fraser will join us right after this tune from his latest CD, Concerto. This is the Hugh Fraser Quintet and Dawn. That's the Hugh Fraser Quintet with Dawn from his latest album, Concerto. You can pick up your physical copy of that CD when Hugh plays a special release concert for that album next Saturday at Pat's Pub as part of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. But first, Hugh Fraser joins us here in studio on Hot Air. Hello.
Hi, Margaret. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I know you're super busy during this festival season, and that is quite a way to start the dawn.
Yeah, it's more like it was my idea of the dawn as opposed to the sort of white lace curtain blowing in the morning sunlight. It was more of a trying to track a musical representation of the Big Bang Theory. So that was the birth of the universe easing into a blues as the matter spreads out.
The birth of the universe, according to Hugh Fraser. Now, what was your vision for this album, which is called Concerto?
Well, that piece, Concerto, is a four-movement suite that was originally composed as a big band suite, and like so many pieces I did with my quintet, I've just boiled down larger compositions, and I was amazed at how durable the composition was and how it gave a very nice concert idea. And also, like a concerto, it features all of the members in the band as soloists and cadenzas and in compositional combinations.
Mm-hmm. And speaking, you mentioned this, since you've made this album, you've lost a key player on that album, a good friend and a great musician, Ross Taggart. So how do you move on as a band in the case of that?
It's really, really difficult. You know, it's things, I've always tried to adopt the Duke Ellington way of just letting things sort of evolve. And obviously it's a terrible tragedy when someone departs and you can't play with them anymore. So we just had a little bit of a hiatus, and now that I'm back in Vancouver, some dear friends have popped up and filled in the gaps. I've tried a lot of different people playing in the group, and I never have it's not written in stone, the personnel. It's whoever can be there, and it just turns out that a lot of people like Campbell Regan's just been there for 33 years every gig, so I'm very happy to have Bill Runge, who I've been playing with pretty much as long as I have with Campbell in Veggie, my big band. So it's just nice to hear him playing saxophones in a smaller focus with me, and he's a great composer and leader in his own right. And the great string and electric bass player Miles Fox Hill has joined me, and I didn't really get a chance to play with him here because I was living out of town by the time he was really hitting a lot here. And what an amazing musician he is, and he's brought a fresh new sound. So I've written all new material for the group now, and hopefully over the next year or so we'll be getting some of that stuff up. But wanted to take care of this unfinished business and bring everyone up to date.
Indeed, and since it's been so long awaited, why don't we hear another track from that album right now? This is Island Man.
Thank you.
I'm Margaret Gallagher, and you're listening to Hot Air on CBC Radio 1. That's 88.1 FM, 690 AM in Vancouver, 90.5 FM in Victoria, which was where Hugh Fraser was born and raised. And that was the Hugh Fraser Quintet with Island Man from his album Concerto. You can go to the official release concert next Saturday night at Pat's Pub as part of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. Hugh was also at Pat's Pub tonight and next Friday night with other projects we're going to hear about. But first, he's our special guest today. Now, you are pretty busy at Pat's Pub during the festival. What do you like about playing there?
Well, it's a great venue. It's pretty much the new home of jazz in Vancouver on a regular basis throughout the whole year, not just during the festival. They obviously have a heightened number of concerts during the festival and jam sessions, and we'll be hearing little bits of some of the concerts I'm presenting there during this festival. But it's a great staff down there, and they a lot of seats. You can fit a bunch of folks in there and present anything from loud to quiet, from fast to slow, and the room can take it, and people seem to really enjoy coming out there on a regular basis. So it's just been a great new expansion for the music in Vancouver, I think, having that venue.
And it's got old roots in jazz too, because I think Jelly Roll Morton lived there in like 1919 or something like
1914,
that.
1914, yeah, something like that. Yeah, way, way back. So it was definitely one of the grand old hotels of Vancouver, and then saw some funkier days when I first lived here in the late 70s and 80s. But now they've got their own brewery in there and make great food and have a beautiful wide variety of indie rock and blues and jazz on a regular basis. So it's really a little cultural beacon in East Vancouver.
And it's the new home of the jazz jam, the sort of open jazz jam that the Jazz Festival is famous for. And that's going to be led by, well, somebody that you've brought in a track from that you are collaborating on with. So this is a track from the Mike Allen Quartet. Tell me about this project.
It's a great project. When I first moved over here, I got a phone call while I was watching my grand piano being moved into my apartment building. And it was Mike Allen asked me if I'd do a concert and play an album of his. And this is a track from that album. It's written by the great Victoria-born, I'm not biased, but Miles Black on piano. But it's a Mike Allen quartet. And he'll be featuring, hosting the jam session. And I think jam sessions for me at jazz festivals are really one of the most important things, because that's where a lot of the people come down from various bands from all over the world. Musicians and non-musicians get to collaborate in a relaxed situation. And a real sort of melting point sort of happens there, where you can really get the feel. And it feels like a festival as opposed to people just seeing a concert than going home. So we're very fortunate to have Mike with this group that you're going to hear pretty much, or a version of it. We'll be hosting the jam sessions on the Fridays and Saturdays at 10 o'clock at the Pat Pub.
From the album Panorama, this is the Mike Allen Quartet with Hugh Fraser, Modality.
Thank you.
from the album Panorama, that's Modality by the Mike Allen Quartet with Hugh Fraser, who is our special guest today here on Hot Air as we talk about some of the many happenings at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival, which is going full swing today.
It certainly is. It started last night, actually, but...
Yes, indeed. Now, you've also... Mike Allen, as we mentioned, is going to lead the official jazz jam at Pat's Pub. Who do you expect to show up at this sort of thing?
Well, a lot of folks have been talking about coming down. I think a lot of people, a lot of the concerts seem to finish early. There's a lot of afternoon and early evening concerts. My concerts are all from 6 to 9. So I think with this jam starting at 10 and going to the wee hours, there'll be sort of the residue of all of the performers and audience of a lot of different places.
Now, you've also brought in a couple of tracks from other jazz festival folks that you're looking forward to hearing. First one we're going to hear is by Charles Lloyd.
Yeah, now it's just such a delight because he had a long hiatus where he wasn't touring or performing. And he, to me, represents one of these beautiful voices from the 60s that absorbed a lot of the African-American influence as defined by John Coltrane. And on this particular cut, he's playing with Keith Jarrett and Jacques DeJohnette. So he really is one of the classic guys, and there's fewer and fewer of them out there. But he's always a consummate modernist, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's doing with this particular concert. And he's been, the opening concert is going to be done by a brilliant producer, pianist in Vancouver, Chris Jestrin. So with that, that's for me, that's a very special evening.
Well, right now we're going to hear saxophonist Charles Lloyd with Forest Flower. From the album Voice in the Night, that's Charles Lloyd with Forest Flower, and he'll be at the Vogue Theatre on June 27th as part of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. He's playing with the local favourite Chris Gestrin and his trio, and that was a pick from our special guest today, Hugh Fraser, who's also very, very busy at the Jazz Festival.
It sure feels good to know that people are still out there loving the music and so many great young people coming up and greats like Charles Lloyd sharing his decades of experience with us. So it's just it's a time to celebrate.
Yes, and you've got a gig tonight with somebody who you've brought in a track from as well. You're going to be sharing the stage with Mike Harriott this evening.
Mike Harriott's a dear old friend, and there's an album that is going to be released whenever we can find the master tape called Summertime. I recorded many, many years ago, and it was one of the few quintet albums where I actually had a trumpet on all of the tracks, and it turned out Mike was going to be in town doing another concert, did a concert last night, and so we're playing a lot of the repertoire for Sextet with an extra horn, which we don't usually do with my quintet, and one of the main tunes of that repertoire is an arrangement of George Gershwin's Summertime I did, which won us the 1987 Montreal CBC Alcan Jazz Festival. So that was sort of the start of my career. So this is a very special evening, and it is the first evening of summer.
It is indeed. Long-awaited summer. Right now, you brought in a track that also has kind of a nice spicy feel by Mike Harriott, and this is from his album Off the Road. It's got a special guest on it.
Yeah, Mike never ceases to amaze me. He's an incredible multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, does all of that stuff. So this whole album is just him performing brass instruments, trumpets, French horns, trombones, and performing the fretless electric bass. He's hired a drummer. I think he's playing the piano on this as well. And usually I'm not a big fan of these multi-track things, but it's just absolutely brilliant. It's a tune called Dear John, composed by Freddie Hubbard. And he phoned up his dear friend of his, who's one of the only other trumpet players on the planet that has the range and facility, a man named Arturo Sandoval. So he's featured on this track of Mike Harriott's arrangement of Dear John. And if you like that, you can go and see Arturo Sandoval later on in a couple days. We'll be right back.
I'm Margaret Gallagher, and you're listening to Hot Air on CBC Radio 1. That's 88.1 FM, 690 AM in Vancouver, 94.1 FM in Kamloops. And that was Mike Harriott with his album Off the Road. That track was called Dear John, written by Freddie Hubbard. And you also heard the Cuban trumpet great Arturo Sandoval on that. And Arturo Sandoval is at the Vogue Theatre on Monday as part of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. And Mike Harriott is playing with our special guest, Hugh Fraser, well, in about an hour or so.
That's right. We're going to have to get a real fast cab, Margaret.
Well, you also have a bit of a connection to Arturo Sandoval as well, because you are both connected to Chucho Valdez.
Yeah, I was playing opposite Chucho Valdez at Ronnie Scott's in London many years ago, and Arturo had already left left Cuba. Him and Paquito had defected, and they were playing in London, so they obviously never got a chance to go back to Cuba. So it was a very, very joyous reunion of Paquito and Arturo sitting in with Irakure. And then later on, when Arturo was playing at Ronnie Scott's, we played opposite him as well for 2 weeks. So we got to know him quite well. And man, does that guy ever work? We'd get into the club at any time of day, and he'd already have been in the club with a towel around his neck and a cigar going, practicing the piano and practicing the trumpet an hour each for about 4, 5, 6 hours before the gig every night. So one can learn dedication, the definition of dedication, from seeing a person like that. That's why they play so good, because they work very, very hard.
Mm-hmm. And there's also got to be a really deep love of what he's doing.
Oh, he was born to play music, and that's what he does. So he's a very inspiring guy for sure, you know.
Some would say that you were born to play music.
Well, I think music picks the people. You don't pick music, you know. It's like no one in the right mind would pick music. But when it just keeps on bugging you and wants you to say something through it, one has to surrender and let Her Majesty the music take over. And that's what I've done. And what a great life it is so far.
And what do you want to say?
What do you want to say? Whatever comes up. You want to say how beautiful the sun is coming up in the morning or going down at night, and how great people are, and communicate those things you can't say with words through sound. And that's what's so beautiful and unifying about the music concept. You know, it's we all speak music before we spoke any organized language. The first organized sound young babies make is a descending minor third to call for their mom. Mom. And I think that's just amazing. That, to me, sums up what music can do.
And that's a kind of sums up the concert, another one of the concerts that you're doing at Pat's Pub, which is with Veggie. And you're going to bring some of that Cuban sound as well. And the concert is themed The Rhythm of Life.
That's right. It's, you know, after meeting Chucho and Arturo and those guys, and also working with a great African master drummer from Ghana for 10 years up at the BAMP Center, his name is Abraham Adzenya, those rhythms just sort of got into me. But as opposed to trying to totally copy them verbatim, I sort of did my own Canadian North American thing to them, and have come up with a series of compositions that are very much inspired by Cuban and African music. The Rhythm of Life is the name of a newer tune of mine, which is yet to be recorded. And also I've done a new tune called Our Man Ross in Havana, dedication to Ross Taggart, which is more of a Latin type tune. So we're debuting a bunch of new music with 13 pieces of the Vancouver Ensemble of Jazz Improvisation, and then playing some of our Afro-Cuban standards, or classics, if you will, as well that evening. So it'll be a really, really fun, rhythmic, full of loud and fun horn evening.
Well, it's been such a pleasure having you here today, and we're going to go out with The Key of Love.
The Key of Love. I think you remembered the story I told you about how I imagined hovering in the clouds over a big beach fire on the west coast of Africa, and flying down to the beach and singing and dancing, and then having to sadly leave, and it fades off into the clouds again. So that's the inspiration behind this particular one, The Key of Love.
Well, it's a very nice way to say goodbye.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Key of Love by the Vancouver Ensemble of Jazz Improvisation, Veggie, led by Hugh Fraser, who was our special guest today on Hot Air. Veggie plays next Friday night at Pat's Pub as part of the Vancouver Jazz Festival. And of course, you can catch Hugh with his quintet this evening with special guest Mike Harriott. And then again, 1 week from today, for the release of his long-awaited quintet album, Concerto, which will be hot off the presses, I'm told. Of course, there's plenty more great jazz happening in concert halls and clubs throughout Vancouver and Victoria, where the jazz festivals are in full swing. Just check out their festival websites for details. And elsewhere around the province, tomorrow afternoon in Crofton, you can catch the Jennifer Scott Quartet. Joining Jennifer will be husband Renee Wurst on bass, James McRae on drums, and Monique Nordine on sax. The music begins at 2 o'clock at the Crofton Hotel Pub on Joan Avenue, which is not far from the Salt Spring Island Ferry Terminal. This coming Thursday evening in Salmon Arm, the jazz club there will present their final concert of the season. It's at the Shoe Swap Chef's Banquet Room and will feature the Bob Rogers Quartet. That begins at 7 o'clock. And back in Vancouver, all week at St. Andrew's Wesley Church, there are concerts dedicated to gospel music. The series is called Gospel Comes Home. It began yesterday and will carry on until next Monday. That's June 30th. The weekday concerts begin at noon and feature artists like the Marcus Mosley Chorale, Don Pemberton, and Candace Churchill with Tom Pickett. In addition to the noon concerts, the Jazz Vesper service will take place as usual at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Wesley, which is at the corner of Burrard and Nelson. Next week on Hot Air, our guest will be pianist and composer Kat Torin. Raised in North Vancouver, Kat calls New York City home these days. She's back in Vancouver to perform at the Vancouver Jazz Fest with her own band and as part of the Juno Award-winning Pugs and Crows. We'll catch up with her and hear about some of the music she's creating in New York. In the meantime, Kat will play with Pugs and Crows next Friday night at Ironworks in Vancouver, starting at 11:30. That's part of the Vancouver Jazz Festival's Late Night Innovation Series. And she's also playing tomorrow at noon at the Scandinavian Center in Burnaby with the Four Eyes Trio and the Capilano Brass. That performance is just before the famous Scandinavian Wife Carrying Contest. Yes, it is a thing, and Kat will be taking part in hopes of winning her weight in beer. We'll be sure to ask her about this unusual sport next Saturday on Hot Air. I do hope you can join us. Hot Air is produced by Philip Ditchburn. I'm Margaret Gallagher. Have a great evening.